welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of quite a few history books, which you can just see over my shoulder. Now, I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII today, for On This Day in Tudor History, the 16th of June 1514, English classical scholar and statesman Sir John Cheke was born in Cambridge. Cheke was the son of Peter Cheke, Beadle of the University of Cambridge, and his wife Agnes Duffield, or Dufford. Cheke was educated at St John's College, Cambridge, where he also became exposed to the Reformed faith, which he embraced. He excelled at Latin and Greek and became a fellow of the college in 1529. He became the first Regius Professor of Greek at the university in 1540 and taught William Cecil, Baron Burleigh, and Roger Ascham, the English scholar and tutor to Princess Elizabeth, the future Elizabeth I. He was so good at Greek that King Henry VIII granted him an exhibition. He served as a tutor to King Edward VI and was knighted on the 11th of October 1551. He served on Edward VI's Privy Council and served as Secretary of State for Lady Jane Grey during her short reign in July 1553. Cheke was imprisoned in the Tower of London on the 27th of July 1553 for supporting Queen Jane, but he was released just over a year later on the 3rd September 1554 and granted permission to go abroad. He went to Basel, then Italy, and finally to Strasbourg. However, in 1556, he was arrested between Brussels and Antwerp, along with Sir Peter Carew. While travelling to Brussels to visit his sick wife. He was taken back to England and imprisoned once more in the Tower of London. Terrified of being burnt as a heretic for his Protestant faith, Cheke agreed to be received into the Catholic Church and was released from prison in October 1556 after making a public recantation in front of Mary I. Afterwards, he was ashamed of himself and regretted his cowardice. It is thought that the shame of denying his true faith hastened his death, and he died on the 13th of September 1557 in Wood Street, London, leaving his wife, Mary Hill, and three sons, John, Edward, and Henry. I'll give you a link to a more detailed biographical article on him, which gives details on his work. He wrote quite a few. I'll give you a link to that in the description for this video so you can find out all about him and what an amazing scholar he was. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 16th of June 1487, the final battle of the Wars of the Roses took place. It was the Battle of Stoke Field and was between the forces of King Henry VII and Lord Lovell and John de la Pole, Earl of Lincoln, who'd recently crowned Lambert Simnel as King Edward VI. You can find out more in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.